Emporia Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness covered the surface of the watery depths, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was an evening, and there was a morning, one day. Holy Spirit, thank you for this word. We believe this is your word, and we believe this word is true. So, Father, use this word and speak to our lives. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen. Around us, people are hopeless. That is what we see around us all the time. That is a chaotic world. The same thing that happened in the beginning. The world we live is a broken world. Perhaps you feel that your world is like that first land of Genesis 1. Messy, chaotic, confusing, empty, purposeless. Perhaps you have even felt that your spiritual life has no meaning or purpose. Maybe you feel sunk in a dark, swampy pit. Maybe problems at home, at work, at school, in your neighborhood or community make you feel desolated. Maybe you no longer find purpose in serving God or congregating. But I have good news for you. And the good news is that as in the beginning, the Holy Spirit still moves over the seas of darkness and confusion in our lives. That is the second application of today's sermon. The Holy Spirit is not afraid by the seas of darkness and confusion that flood us. The Holy Spirit still moves over the turbulent waters. The Holy Spirit still flutters like the eagle that flies over the nest of its chicks to protect them and to feed them. He is still alive and active in the events of the world. How many believe that? The Holy Spirit is still alive. Satan has no more power than the Holy Spirit. Satan has no authority other than that which the Father allows him to have. Perhaps the systems of this world are controlled by the spirit of the Antichrist. Perhaps the powers of darkness reign over the earth. Maybe everything around you seems confusing and dark, and you feel oppressed by the forces of evil. Perhaps your sins have made you feel alienated from God. Maybe you cannot find a way out of your situation. Maybe you have felt that God has forgotten you. Maybe you have thought there's no salvation for you. Maybe you have thought it is not worth continuing to fight. Maybe you have thought it is not worth staying in church. I'm not talking of anybody. I'm talking about me. Because many times I felt like that. I'm still struggling with that thing, those things. So I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to myself. I don't know what your situation is this morning. But today I tell you, that the Spirit of God moves on the face of the dark waters of your life. He is upon you. He is watching over you. And he's ready to save those who call upon the name of the Lord. Understanding this, we find the third application for today's sermon. And the third application is, as in the beginning, darkness will not reign forever. I will repeat that. As in the beginning, darkness will not reign forever. Let's go to the verse 3 in Genesis chapter 1. The word of the Lord says, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. I will repeat that again. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. In verse 3 of Genesis 1, we see that God said, let there be light, and there was light. This speaks to me of an almighty God. If we go to Psalms chapter 33, verse 6, the word of the Lord says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. In that same psalm, in verse 9, it says, for he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. God created the universe out of nothing. Before God said any word, there was absolutely nothing. But God, with his single creative word, formed everything that exists in the universe. At the beginning of this sermon, we said that the doctrine of the Trinity was implicit in Genesis chapter 1. So far, we have seen the Father and the Holy Spirit. But where in Genesis chapter 1 do we see God the Son? We see God the Son in the word that comes out of the mouth of God. In John chapter 1, the apostle calls Jesus the Logos, the Logos. Word, the word. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. John 1, verses 1 through 5. And the word of the Lord says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that was being created. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and yes, the darkness did not overcome it. So, Jesus is the creative word of God, through which God the Father created all things in the universe. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. And the word of the Lord says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For everything was created by Him, in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things hold together. Brothers, Jesus is the Son of righteousness, the Son of justice, that shines in the midst of darkness and brings order to chaos. Through Jesus, God put the universe in order and gave beauty and purpose to the world. It is true that Adam's sins unleashed all this disorder, but God sent His Son into the world to restore all things as in the beginning. As long as we live in this fallen world, we may not see a total restoration of all things in our lives or the world. But there will certainly come a day when all things will be submitted to the feet of Christ, and He will be all in all. But as long as that day comes, through Christ, you can have peace with God on this earth by knowing that your sins can be forgiven. You can have God's peace in the midst of life situations and problems by knowing that even if God does not free you from afflictions here, you can be certain that Jesus is with you through the person of the Holy Spirit. And you can have the joy of being used by Him for the glory of God, the Father.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.